KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you all for tuning in today. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I have the genuine pleasure of helping bring stories like today's to you. Each week, we share a little insight into Fresno State's incredible commitment to community service, and we feature some of the students, the staff, faculty, community partners, and alumni that make possible the over 1 million hours of service that Fresno State offers to the community each and every year. Today, we have in the studio with us three ladies to talk about Fresno State's version of Service Spring Cleaning. I'm talking about the Spring Into Service event here at Fresno State, which takes place in just 1 week. So let's meet them all. First up is Ms. Taylan Bennett. Welcome back to the show, Taylan.
Thanks, Chris.
Will you introduce yourself to the listeners, please?
Yes, I have the privilege of being the Special Project Coordinator for the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning at Fresno State. And I also have the opportunity to oversee the student leadership team that plans and implements the one-day service projects, which is Spring Into Service.
And I know one of your greatest joys is working with those students.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to work with them. So next, we have a graduate of Fresno State who's now on the community partner end of the university service efforts, Ms. Cora Cha. Cora, thanks for joining us. And like Taylan, will you please introduce yourself?
Of course. Thank you for having me. Like you said, I am a graduate of Fresno State, and it's been 2 years now, and now I'm currently working for the Art of Life Cancer Foundation, and I oversee all of their volunteers, and I'm also a AmeriCorps service.
Certainly, we'll talk a little about Art of Life, but maybe a little about AmeriCorps and what that's all about as well. So glad you're here, Cora.
Thank you.
And last but not least, we have a current student, Ms. Vanessa Rodriguez. Vanessa, appreciate you being here. How about a little self-intro?
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Vanessa Rodriguez. I am a senior here at Fresno State with a major in social work. I am part of the Jan and Bud Richter Center for Community Engagement and Service Learning, and I am part of the SERV committee, and I'm also a reflection facilitator.
So Vanessa, how about starting us off by telling us a little about Spring Into Service? What's that all about?
Spring Into Service has been happening over 9 years now, and each spring semester we have 4 service projects in which students and alumni are able to register online and participate, just a way to get more involved in their community. And our next Spring Into Service event will be happening this Saturday, April 6th.
So this is something that you as a student and your fellow SERV members, we'll talk a little bit about the SERV committee, but this is something that you actually are very instrumental in organizing. Can you talk a little bit about that process? What are you as student leaders doing as part of this program?
Yes. So as part of the SERV committee, we have 3 subcommittees, a PR and marketing committee, a hospitality committee, and also a donations committee, which all play into role during our one-day service events. The PR and marketing committee, we are in charge of creating flyers and posting them online, just a way to show our volunteers the times and dates and just keeping them updated on social media. And as part of the hospitality committee, we do our best to reward our volunteers by giving them prizes on campus, coupons, just rewarding them for their time. And as part of the donations committee, we also make sure to have lunch for them.
Yeah. And the events, they range in terms of, and we'll talk a little bit about the partners, but they range different kinds of organizations, different kinds of service that students are involved in. What kind of student involvement are we talking about? How many students get involved in a program like Spring Into Service every year?
For every service project, we have 4 service projects. For Sierra Foothill Conservancy, we have the highest number, which is about 35 students. For Art of Life, 20 students. For Fryan Interactive Nature Site, we have about 25 students. And for Habitat for Humanity, about the same, 20 students.
And a big part of those limitations are the work that's available in the short amount of time and what the agencies can provide in terms of good quality opportunities for the students during that day, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So, Taylan, the event, as Vanessa said, has been going on for about 9 years. I know that there's actually other events. Maybe you can talk about some of the other one-day service events that the Richter Center also coordinates.
Amongst Spring Into Service and other events, we have Make a Difference Day, and we also have Serving Fresno Day, which are both in the fall. And then we also do blood drives here on campus and Kids Day with Valley Children's Hospital.
In the format for those other two, those fall events, is it pretty much the same where you've got multiple organizations? And
yes, we usually partner with four different organizations, and we have anywhere from about 85 to 120 students participate in each day of service.
And they're out there for the entire day, a little over half day.
It's usually about 8 to 1. And then with a couple of sites, depending on the project, goes from about 8 to 2.
Okay. And they get a nice lunch at the end as well.
Yes, so. Lunch and a little goodie bag just to thank them for their service and being out there on a Saturday and getting up early.
So if the fall events, I know you've worked with lots of organizations, but maybe you can talk at least as far as this year. Who have you worked with so far and what kinds of activities have you been working with them on?
We always partner with Sierra Foothill Conservancy, and we do trail building and maintenance. And then we have worked with Habitat for Humanity on various paint projects and also their Random Acts of Kindness, which is usually a beautification project on a home. And then we've also worked with Front Interactive Nature Site and Art of Life.
So I want to take each one of those just a little bit. So Sierra Foothill Conservancy, a local not-for-profit organization.
Yes.
They preserve the natural areas in the foothills around Fresno and
correct.
The surrounding community, actually, I think up to Merced, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
When you talk about trail building and restoration, why?
Sierra Foothill Conservancy actually has a lot of different educational groups come to their land, and they offer tours and hikes, and they talk about preserving the lands and the importance of it. And then they also have just general public open times where anyone can come from the valley and hike and enjoy their land. And so by preserving and maintaining the trail and then also building new trail, we allow students in educational groups and then the general community to actually hike and go farther onto the land and see the preserves and the habitat that's there.
And keeping those trails well-groomed, yes. accessible, adding new trails.
Yes,
certainly
safe.
Important for the accessibility and,
correct.
And all of the, I mean, they get thousands, I think, of school kids and
correct.
Groups that come up there every year. And I will say to the listeners, I know at least in one particular area that the trails for Sierra Foothill Conservancy is in. Boy, the wildflowers this year are popping and they're going to be beautiful. So really, you might want to check out Sierra Foothill Conservancy and look for the open trail dates.
Yes, and I would just love to comment, being a volunteer at Sierra Foothill Conservancy, it's totally worth it. Yes, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. You're hustling. You're doing dirt work. But when you get to the very top and you get to overlook the whole valley, it is breathtaking. So I encourage you all to definitely get out there and just do a little work in your backyard. It's totally worth it.
Yeah, it really is good hard work, but it's also very rewarding. And the students have built how many miles of trails now?
The students have built over 9 miles of trail, and then they go back each time and preserve that trail and maintain it.
Yeah, on a couple of different preserves, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So what about Habitat for Humanity? You mentioned them as well.
For Habitat for Humanity, we have partnered with them on their paint projects. And so we actually get to paint a home for our community members that qualify for the paint project. And then we've also done Random Acts of Kindness Day, which is where people can submit requests for needs that they have on their home. Usually it's senior citizens. And we get to go in and do some gardening and do some touch-up trim work and just really help them maintain their home.
Yeah, so typically low-income,
yes.
seniors,
yes.
Individuals who are not fully able to do this and for
correct.
One reason or another. And students come in, and the expertise that Habitat's volunteers provide, they'll come in and they'll get the home ready. But the students, when they leave, that house is painted,
yes.
fresh coat of paint, and really a much nicer place for that homeowner and for the residents around there, right?
Yes, and the students can visibly see the change and the impact that they've made on the home. So I think that's an exciting selling point for them, is they get to actually see the transformation very clearly.
Yeah. We'll talk about Art of Life in a minute because that's Cora's wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. But the other one is FINS, Friant Interactive Nature Site. So tell me about that program.
Friant Interactive Nature Site is just down Friant Road, and they have a whole trout center there where they grow trout from little tiny baby fish to these yeah. huge, large fish that they then go and dump in the San Joaquin River so people can go fishing. And they really are also about preservation and biology and the Central Valley. And so it's really great. Our students get to go down there. They get to see the fish, but then also they get to help maintain the Small Fry Trail, which is an educational trail that students can come to. A lot of elementary school kids, but then the general public too. It's free, and it's just a small trail. It has different educational components to it and some interactive activities for kids that talks about the life cycle of a trout.
And I know from being up there one time before, I knew that this place existed. As you're going out Frant Road heading up towards Millerton, there's a little sign on the side of the road, but I had no idea what that was all about. And
yes,
to go down in there, I really, again, it's another one of those hidden gems a lot of times. If you're listening and you've never been to Fenn's, I really encourage you to go out there one day, especially again, this time of the year. It's a great time of the year and it's pretty fascinating. I mean, they have literally millions of trout that they are breeding at any one time there, all the way from the fry stage, the little baby stage, all the way through, you know, 3-year-old trout that they then transplant into lakes and streams all over the Central Valley.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So Cora, you were involved as a SERV member and you helped run these programs, and now you're helping to organize similar events. So maybe talk a little bit about Art of Life and about the projects that you were involved in and now that you're helping to coordinate.
I just like to say it's been really rewarding being part of the Richter Center, and see now being part of the service site has definitely been full circle, and it's really exciting and really remarkable. With Art of Life, we started out in cancer office about 12 years now, but we eventually got a healing garden, which was inspired by cancer survivors at Woolworth Park, and we have that garden about 3-4 years now. And what's really remarkable about the garden was not only was it inspired by cancer survivors, but we display their artwork at our garden, and sustaining the beauty of it is definitely 100% by our community members.
And Art of Life in general is all about helping individuals and family members who are undergoing or dealing with cancer to lead an artful life. And we're not talking about fine art here. We're talking about the art of living, I think, as I've heard said before by some of the folks who work there.
Yeah. So the garden, like I said, it was inspired by cancer survivors, but it's not just for survivors. It's for everyone. If you're looking to find a way to connect, to heal, to inspire, and just to really celebrate life. And that's what our mission is with the garden. We hope that whoever comes by or whoever walks through it really does feel inspired by the artwork, by the trees that were sponsored, by the lavender labyrinth, just everything that you see in the garden. We just hope that everyone leaves feeling inspired, feeling celebrated, and just enjoying all the little things.
Yeah, and you talk about the artwork, and as you said, Art of Life Cancer Foundation started out as a program that was using art as a therapeutic healing process for cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. And so probably, I don't even know, hundreds, thousands of people have come through that process and helped create art that helps them deal with their cancer journey. And some of that art is featured at the garden, as well as other interactive activities for kids and families.
Yeah.
And then the Art of Life Cancer Foundation continues to have these art programs as well, right?
What's amazing is we gather these survivors and we partner with local artists, and these artists and these survivors, they come together and we create this environment where not only can these survivors can connect and, you know, share stories with other survivors, but it's just a safe place where they could talk about whatever they want. If they want to talk about their journey, if they want to talk about their story, it's just creating a very safe place for them and just feeling connected to others.
Yeah, I can tell you, as you know, Cora, you know, my wife had breast cancer. Praise God, she's healthy and the survivor and doing great. But when she was approached to come through the process, she was like, oh, I don't want to do this. This is silly. And she was hooked. She was in with three other women and a professional artist who worked with them, and they created this art project. And she didn't know how that was going to affect her, and has since become a volunteer and is now the board chair of Art of Life, board of directors. So a really great organization and does a lot for the community. And this garden is out at Woodward Park, right? Near the Fryant and Fort Washington. Fryant and Fort Washington entrance. A great interactive site. And I know that Fresno State has been involved since early on, right?
Yes,
can you talk a little about that?
Yes. When the designing part of the gardens, it sits on 3 acres. We actually had a few Fresno State engineers come in and design the layout. What's really cool about it is we have a ribbon trail that connects the garden, and we purposely left it uncolored just because we really want to connect everyone. Doesn't matter what kind of cancer you have. It's just an open place for everybody.
Yeah. Like the pink breast cancer ribbon, but it's not colored. And this idea that you can walk that ribbon trail throughout the 3-acre area.
Yeah.
and engineering professors and students that were involved in the layout, but also Dr. Mark Soma, who really helped get the original funding and worked with Art of Life to establish this, certainly was extremely instrumental in this.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Schmidt Camp Honor students were very involved in helping to do some of the original groundwork and still get involved, right?
Yes. So we still have a lot of Schmidt Campers come in and help with sustaining the beauty, but a big part of it as well is the Richter Center. They come three times a year with Make a Difference Day and Spring into Service and Serving Fresno Day. So we serve as a service site, and they always do such a remarkable job. They really do clean up the garden.
Yeah. So there's a lot of just maintenance, cleanup, planting of new plants, you know, preparing of new displays of one kind or another, right?
Yeah. So with living in Fresno, you never know what kind of weather you're going to get. Yeah. If it's going to be raining, sometimes, you know, it's not a great time to weed. Or if it's too hot, you know, you don't really want to be out there. But the good thing is we're very flexible, and having a big garden, we're always able to find something for our volunteers to work on. And I'm really excited. And I'm always so happy to hear that volunteers always want to come back and help out.
Yeah, again, I think another hidden gem that if you go out to Woodward Park, you may have never seen it before because it's kind of back in the corner on a bluff,
yes,
or never realized what it was. And if you've never been out to Woodward Park, again, another really great gem in our community, and come by and visit the Art of Life Healing Garden, because as Cora, as you said, it's not just for people with cancer.
No.
It's about anyone that wants to utilize it. And there are, boy, you go out in the morning on Saturdays and even on the weekdays, there's people out there exercising. And
oh,
there
yes.
are people just wandering the garden, and people bring out their kids and have picnics and their dogs.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a really great little area. So, Taylan, we've talked about a lot so far. The organizations that are being worked with this year are Sierra Foothill Conservancy, Art of Life, FINS, and Habitat for Humanity Fresno, right?
Yes, and that will be this Saturday, April 6th. The last day to sign up to volunteer is on Tuesday the 2nd.
So people can still sign up to volunteer.
Yes.
Where's the easiest place for them to go and do
that? The easiest place is the Jan and Bud Richter Center Facebook page or the Jan and Bud Richter Center website.
And we will post a link on our Facebook page to that. So if you're listening and you want to get involved, just look for at FS Service in Action. That's at the at symbol, F as in Frank, S Service in Action. And there we will post lots of pictures. We'll post information about some of these organizations that we've been working with, as well as the ones for this time around, certainly those four that Taylan just mentioned. And we will link information about how to volunteer. But boy, if you want to volunteer, folks, you got just a couple of days now, Tuesday, and,
yes,
and you want to get that in. And how many students total do you think are going to be involved this year?
It'll be about 100 students that spring into service.
Okay, great. And can alumni be involved?
Definitely. We've had alumni participate in the past, and it always is exciting and fun to have them come back and return, and for the current students too, to see Fresno State alumni getting engaged in their community.
If there's space, can general volunteers be involved? And would they sign up with you, or would they contact the agency directly?
If they'd like to participate in Spring into Service, they can sign up through our link, and there is a option to select Fresno State community member. But then if they want to just get involved, if they're interested in any of these organizations, they can just do a quick Google search and get involved, find the volunteer coordinator for that agency, and start volunteering.
Wow. Cora, as a student, you were involved in a lot of these one-day service projects. I'm wondering, now as a graduate, what would you say the benefits to you of being involved in this then are now?
Definitely getting to know your community and getting to really know who's in your neighborhood. I think that plays a big role. As a service leader, you do network with a lot of community partners, and creating that relationship and that bond definitely helps when you're applying for big girl jobs or big boy jobs and being able to say like, oh my gosh, I totally worked with that organization before, or like, oh my goodness, I totally know who that is, and being able to apply what you learn with them and the relationship you created with them definitely plays over to your next job or your next journey in life.
And I would imagine all of the experiences of having to go out and communicate and coordinate and all the detail planning and all that stuff is a huge benefit that now those transferable skills carry over to your career now.
Oh, yeah. You definitely become a pro at multitasking. You could be working by facilitating an event to planning an event, and then all of a sudden being, ah, I have to do this one last thing, and everything works out in the end. But you definitely learn how to multitask and just being flexible to everything, because as you're planning an event, you just never know what could happen. So. Yeah.
So Vanessa, you've been involved as a CERV member now for 3 years. So you've done about 9 of these events. Can you talk about what you've gained?
Definitely. Being part of the CERV committee and now a reflection facilitator has been an amazing experience. Growing up, I always had a passion for service, and I feel like the Richter Center has provided that for me. Being part of the CERV committee has allowed me to plan and implement these one-day service events and also encourage other fellow students to get involved in their community and volunteer, because even a small change can make a difference in our community. So I totally encourage every student out there to volunteer if they have the time, because in the end, it's just a rewarding experience.
And you mentioned the reflection facilitators. That's another group of student leaders. What's the focus of that group?
As part of a reflection facilitator, our main responsibility is to incorporate reflection during our one-day service events. So as a reflection facilitator, we lead reflection and we start as a pre-flection just to get students engaged, start with an icebreaker, and as well let them know throughout the service event about their meaning. Why are they here? Why is it important to serve this site? And just overall, letting them know what they did in the end, what impact they have created in their community.
So they're learning, they're being engaged in mindful service where they're thinking about and talking about why they're there, why it's important, about the agency, about their experience, those kinds of things, right?
Yes, because some of these students come in and they don't really know about the site or they want to know more information. So definitely incorporating reflection can allow them to have a deeper understanding of why they're there.
So Taylin, last question to you. You've worked with lots of these RCSL students in the CERV committee and as reflection facilitators. You've helped coordinate many of these events for thousands of students out in the community. What do you think the big takeaways for students are, and what do you think the big benefits to the community are?
Like Vanessa mentioned, she had a passion for service coming into Fresno State, but being a Richter Center student leader really provides that outlet for them to not only serve their community, but learn how to lead other students and their peers through these service events and also get them excited about service. Maybe they've never participated in a service event before, and so this is their first opportunity. So I think it provides a really great leadership experience for our students, and those transferable skills that they learn through RCSL then can translate into their future careers or grad school or other organizations that they become a part of. And then I think for a community, obviously the benefit is the service work that we do. A lot of these nonprofits are on tight budgets, and so they don't have the resources to keep the garden beautified every weekend or do some of these planting projects or these paint projects. And so our students come in and they get a meaningful service opportunity, but then it also provides a service to the community member. But even more than that, I think it just generates awareness about the organizations and their mission and what they're doing for our community.
And I think you've got these thousands of students that have been out at these events who get exposure.
Yes.
Not only to the need in the community, but these agencies and these just gems that we talked about.
Yes.
Like the Art of Life Healing Garden and Sierra Foothill Conservancy Trails and all of these other great programs. So I know that it's a pretty special experience.
Yes.
When you think about it, not only for the individual student, but as a whole in the work that you're doing.
Definitely. I think Cora is a great example of that. A student coming in, taking a leadership role, being involved in service work, and then getting hired on by the agency to continue to improve her community and be a part of something special and really give back. So she's been able to use the skills that she's developed in our program and now is benefiting not only Art of Life, but the community and the population that they serve.
And I think that's key. I think it gets lost sometimes in these shows that we do. We talk about what's going on or what's just happened, and we talk about the experience for those people in the room and for the agencies. We don't think about the cumulative experience that happens and what that means by having students like Cora who have these experiences and then get involved post-graduation as professionals, and how that then transforms our community and how these students who are involved are more likely to serve after they graduate. And so that's going to benefit our community. There
yes.
is definitely a cumulative effect that is much more than just a singular event or a singular year or just a million hours.
Yes.
You know, I'm always fascinated by students like Vanessa who give of their time and their treasure and their talent to do these kinds of programs. I love seeing students like Cora who are alumni from Fresno State who now are really immersing themselves in bettering the community through their professional activities. And I love bringing these stories to everybody who's out there listening. And unfortunately, the time goes by so fast. And so I just want to thank again our guests, Taylin Bennett, Cora Cha, and Vanessa Rodriguez. And I especially want to thank all of you who are listening. We do this show for you, and we're so glad to bring it to you each and every week. So please join us again next Sunday at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program here on KFSR. And I mentioned that Facebook page at FS Service in Action. Please go take a peek, see the pictures, see the links. If you've been involved in one of these one-day service projects, or you've served at Art of Life or Habitat for Humanity or Sierra Foothill Conservancy or FINS or any of these organizations, we'd love to hear about your experience. Drop us a note on that Facebook site, please. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.